Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome back, Rare Talks. You already know what it is. Like, comment and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you go to the YouTube and check out the YouTube. And today, you know who I'm joined by, the wildest, craziest co-host in the whole world.
The best co-host on socials right now, YC people. Let's go, man. You know what I mean?
And I'm joined by special guests. You know, you're not even a special guest anymore. You're part of the team now. On, how about that?
Family.
Yeah, part of the team, bro. You're part of the team.
Don't leave. Hey, I had one drunk. Don't come to me, yeah? After the fight, and he was a fighter as well.
Good.
He just fought, he won. He's back there, he's going, don't. But now, say it again. I'm thinking, right to the front.
I love that.
Don't leave. Something good, something you think better.
Wait.
The time better. Yeah, that one. Jesus. Yeah, that one.
I would have been on the floor. I swear to God.
I'd have been dying.
I'd have been dying.
I've had a few drunk men come and say that to me. I'm just like, it was just funny.
You're all over, bro.
Yeah, there's like, right. No, don't leave. Wait. Better. They make me forget it. You know what I'm saying, but
he's all half stuck. Hey, we're joined by Pester the Superstar. If you don't know who he is, he's a boxing champ. Yeah, Lewisham's finest. Yeah,
wish.
Come on, man. If you don't know, you don't know. He's a rapper as well. A lot of people don't know that as well. And he's also an influencer now. You're an influencer, bro.
By accident, this he's
an influencer.
He made
as well,
me come here. I turned back and said, "Guy, he made me come back here." You know what I mean?
He dragged him from end.
And also, we're joined by wonderful lady, introduce yourself.
Thanks, hi. So, my name's Abs.
Abs. We call her Abby.
Hi.
Abs.
Yeah.
Essex finest.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to bring the Essex birds in, you know what I'm saying, mate?
Bring
Come on.
Exactly. Can I plug my sponsors, please? Prefer.
Fuck that, man.
Yeah, Prefer, my sponsors are app.
Jeez.
So that's privacy. Yeah? Privacy.
In this day and age, boy.
Make you not get caught. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm flipping out here. You know what I mean? No one's getting caught off, man.
All right, so the topic today I wanted to talk about all week, I've been, it's been on my mind, and I wanted to see what everyone else is. It's called How Much Do You Cost?
How much do you cost?
Does everybody have a price?
Go on,
Dan. Does everybody have a price? What do I mean by that? So, you meet a girl, or you meet someone in life, they'll say, if I had 2 million, if I had 3 million.
Right, okay.
So that means that's their price.
Okay.
That's their price. Yeah. You know when you, I don't know about you, like my mum always say, you see, if I win the lottery, that's her price. Mm-hmm. Whatever, how much million that is, that's what her price is. She'll do a lot of things to get that price. Mm. Nowadays, everyone will say, oh, I won't sell myself, but every day we sell ourselves.
Mm.
How about that? We all sell ourselves in one way or the other.
So you say that someone's acting away because they think their price is too high?
Yes.
Are you putting it in that text?
Yes.
And even that's even also a sense of self-worth.
Yeah.
Knowing that, no, I'm not going to lower myself to that.
Of course.
Or I'm not going to chase that person because my price for myself is too high.
Yeah.
Is it? Can I break it down into that sense as well?
Yeah, every sense. Okay. Every sense possible. But let's just say, for argument's sake, we're talking about in a sense of how much does some girls cost or some men cost? Are they free? Or do they have a price on them? Do we have a so some girls would be like, I'm not giving up sex for free. So that means that you have a price on.
Okay,
Once I can find the price, and I can find the thing which, and the price doesn't always have to be momental. It doesn't have to be actual physical. Mm. The price could be that she wants to go to the Shard.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
the moment of the Shard.
Okay.
It's that feeling of going to the Shard.
Yeah, that's true.
That's her price.
So I'm saying that dating sense for a female, it could be if she wants to be taken out to a certain place, that's her price.
That's her price. Mm-hmm.
Or a girl that doesn't want to and just. But I think it all depends on how you see the person. The person, how you mark them out of 10. If they're a 9 out of 10, if that guy sees himself as a 10 out of 10, like how I would see myself, I'm not going to push or pursue or chase someone else that might see themselves a touch lower. They're going to do that, be simping, be chasing, be, you know what I mean? So I pursue it as, or I perceive it as, almost of how does that person rate themselves? I mean, it goes to that price. I like how you put that price. How much does that person put the price on themselves?
Thank you.
As a man and as a woman, it goes both ways.
And we can't say that we don't have a price because we all do have a price. Because if you told me to do something for £100 million, I might think twice about it. If you said you have to go into the jungle and eat maggots and stuff like that, I might first say no, I won't do that. But £100 million might start sounding a little bit appealing to me, and I might be like, bro, give me £1 million, I might go into that jungle and do a crazy thing. Yeah. But a majority of humans will say no, I won't do that for that price.
Of course.
But then when the money's presented and you see it in front of you, I promise you, 9 out of 10 people will change. Yeah. Do you remember paid in full? Who remembers paid in full?
Yeah, man.
Do you remember what Rico done? Do you remember what
to who?
What did he do, man? Was it Rico?
To who?
When he shot
my man, that was Calvin. His bredging.
Mitch.
Yeah.
And that was for a price.
Yeah.
16 keys.
Well, you got 10 bricks right there? That was his dog, but the price was there.
But how many people have burnt bridges for a price?
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
There's the power of price. I've had that. Someone that's as close as me.
Mm.
Like, you're like a godfather to my little one. You're tight. Even if I said the name, be like, rah! Yeah, you're tight.
I think I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, that one. Yeah, you're tight. But for a price. And I couldn't believe the price. Because I think it's even worth than that.
Right,
for that price, you will put that scar between us.
Mm-hmm.
Over that.
Mad.
Yeah.
You know
I don't
what I mean?
Think
for a certain price, some people really do lower themselves where they're worth more. Or the situation is worth more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for the price, but no one knows. Listen, you don't know how good a situation is until you've left that situation. You can't get back to it no more. You know how good it is.
Lost that friendship.
It could be when, you know, it could be in a relationship when a guy might cheat and then realize, damn, after the things happen when the deed's been done, and then too late because, you know, lust has taken him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it could be vice versa. Like a female listening to her friend and then bam, he's gone. And that person's found better. They don't realise until till the moment's gone. You don't realise how good the moment is until it's gone.
Trust me. What's your price, Ricey? How much do you cost? If a girl said, how much do you cost? Like, she came up to you and she generally said, how much do you cost? What would you say to her?
No, I'm priceless.
Do you know what? I feel like I am, but I think, I don't know, like you said, a real life situation, bro. Like, if when shit presents itself, your mind does start to tick, like, hold on a minute, how much? But then I think.
You're not telling them 100 bags. I don't care what you say.
No, but I think it comes into. But I look at it like this. If someone can buy me, yeah, then how much am I really worth, innit? Because money can go, bro. Like, money can come. So it's like, at that point, so if someone knew that I killed my mum, right, for 100 mil, yeah. I'm trying to say, but to everyone who knows me, how I got that money, I'm not worth anything. So I got the dough, but like, where can it go? Yeah. Or like, who's gonna fuck with me now? No one, innit? So like, the money in some situations won't make you worth more just because you got it like that. Moment, yeah, no, I'm not.
Money might come there.
Trust me, I'll never do it, fam.
Left, right, and listen, shit, guys.
Not for me. Not for me.
So nobody knows.
No, but I think. But like, when you got a conscience, I think, like, it depends, maybe moral standards, belief system. It could be a lot of things that might not sway you, but then, I don't know, it's deep, bro, because you got to think. Because that would mean everyone's attainable, innit? If you got a price. So everyone can be dragged out of a situation. So it would mean no one's really loyal, no one's really, nothing really. Yeah. If I could just dash money at you and you're over here now. So I wouldn't like to think I got a price, but I think for certain things, I might budge if it's beneficial, like, for me, or I think it's a good move. Like, for example, another job offer that's paying 10 more K a year.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, shit, I'm going, innit? Mm-hmm. I might go over there and be like, it's not as good as last job, but I went for that for the bigger pay packet. That kind of makes sense. Mm. But when it comes to people, I don't know, bro. Like for me, like someone can never buy my loyalty, though. It's impossible. So if I say I'm locked in with someone, I'm never leaving.
No, but loyalty is different to like a price. So you might, there might not be disloyalty. It might be like a woman saying, look, do you not remember there was a movie, yeah? Oh, what was it called, man? With Demi Moore, man.
Demi Moore?
Yeah, it's like an old school movie.
It must be old.
Like, basically, what happened is her and her husband became broke, and a rich guy said, look, I just want to take your wife for the weekend. I don't want to have sex with her. I just want to take your wife for the weekend. I'm a millionaire. I'll give you 10 mil just to be with your wife for the weekend.
He said that to the guy?
Yeah. He said, I'm not going to sex you. I just want to take her out on a date.
She fell in love.
He showed her some different things. Yeah. Didn't touch her. Was respectful. Everything. She came back to the husband. It was never the same
of
after.
Of course.
That.
Yeah.
It was never the same. He kept thinking, yeah, you had sex with me. Yeah. And then the guy, the millionaire guy, he was corrupted. So he was like taking pictures of her. She was sleeping. Sending pictures to the guy. So the guy was like, what? You did sleep with him. Look, he sent me pictures. Okay. How dare you? She's like, no, man, I never done it. Then he popped back up. And then she's like, he said to her, look, I'll take you on another date. If you don't let me take you on another date, I'll send more stuff to your husband. And she went on another marriage, and then she actually fell in love with him.
Toxic
case. Finest, you know. Demi Moore, who was it called?
I can remember some old... It's a very old school movie, I think. I can remember.
But like that's to show you that everybody generally does have a price, bro. And if we think that we don't, then do we even rate ourselves? Think about it. Because like, if a girl's going around beating bare man for free, yeah, we'd all call her a hoe, yeah?
Yeah.
But if she's doing it for money, we'll call her OnlyFans model.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Isn't she still a hoe?
Yeah, yeah, because people are sitting there.
You see what I'm saying? You see how we've changed? You see how we've changed the narrative? Mm. That's why I believe that everybody has a price and everyone can... Not be bought for loyalty, but I can be bought for other things. It's not always loyalty that you're going to sell yourself for.
Yeah, because sex is selling. Like, how much... Just like when you... How can I say? You cop... random cop models for videos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What is it doing to make the attraction of their clapping their bums? Or you see... Insta models showing a bit of beauty and what are they doing? They're selling for the attention.
Yeah, of course, selling themselves.
For the like button to be pressed by a man to look at and say, And I can remember one girl one time, she said, I couldn't believe the mindset. As a model, she said, what was it? The men should want to fuck you and the woman should want to be like you. And that was the mindset.
Whoa. Ooh. That's scary.
That was the mindset showing. So you're actually seducing everyone that's watching your page and getting a buzz from it. So that's
yeah, the same.
You know what I mean?
If everybody has a price, yeah, then if a man puts not a momentary value on himself, but he puts boundaries of what he classes standards, and that's his price. So he says,
right,
I'm not having sex with a woman that does not cook for me. I'm bringing this full circle. You're not even going to see where I'm going with this. So his thing is, it's not about money.
Right.
But what I require from you is that you make me food. That's my price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think your price changes every day, though, with different people. Because when you're at home with your family, your price is low. They don't want anything from you. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if you're out in a certain place, you're going to have to put your price higher. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, different people require different prices in different situations.
I know you're thinking, it all depends where you are.
Yeah.
It depends on the subject we're putting it. If it's in like words of that dating, like you just said.
Yeah,
if it's like, you know, your price with like family, like you just said, it's going to be low, you're willing to do the thing. But when in the outside world, if you can gain something from that person, it seems like it has to be high. Because if it's too low, you're going to get taken for a sim trade. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you have to have a high price. And it's very weird how we have that. That's the mindset that we have to be worth something or not get taken the piss out of in this lifetime.
I think with a majority of humans, we all value ourselves at a certain level. And we notice this by, if you ever gone back to your ex-partners and been like, what the hell was I doing?
Yeah.
Of course. That Don was like a broke motherfucking 100%. Bitch. What the fuck was I? Excuse my language, but she's a broke girl, bro. What the flip was I doing with her? She's always trying to suck money off me and take money from me and I'm broke now. You know what I'm saying? Because of her. Because what she was doing is sucking me, making me spend all my money. You ever been with a girl and she's like, yeah, let's just go shopping. Mm-hmm. And like, you're in the mindset, like, yeah, I'm on a bossy thing. But then your money's just, you know, sometimes you look at your account, like one day, you look at it the next day, you look at it the next day, and it's going down. But you're not, because you're enjoyment. You love the enjoyment. The enjoyment is so good. End of the week, you turn around, you're like, oh, yeah, man, like, have you cooked today? What all the Uber Eats, innit? And you're like, bro, I'm broke. I spent all my money on you this week.
Yeah, don't care, boy.
I spent all my money on you and you're telling me to order Uber Eats. Mm. Like, you can't rustle up a little, like a little noodles and pasta, bro. No. A girl can't cook me up a noodles and pasta when man's really in the trenches. This is not the woman for me. Like, I'm talking about, like, I'm talking about ramen noodles, bro, with tuna. Like, rustle that up for me.
With tuna?
And
I've never had that combination.
Because nowadays, girls will say, like, look, on our comment section on one of our newer videos, girls were saying, and this is, like, confuse me, I'll give you the pussy, but I won't cook you food because that's wifey treatment.
Yeah, I see that.
Right, cool, hold up. Let me break something down to you, and I'm going to get very political now. Your pussy is more than food. Mm. You're giving me that, and I'm not your man, so why won't you give me food?
True.
So what, it's double what? This is what I want to hear a lot of people say. You're broke. Just say it. We don't mind. Yeah, we understand. It's hard. Energy price has gone high. I understand.
Living, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Single mother, four children. I understand. They're only paying for two of your children. I understand. Shit's real. Housing benefit, cutting off prices. I understand. The government's not doing what? I understand. But don't try and finesse, man, and make it seem like man's asking for too much for food, bro. Bro, I'll be real with you, look, right here, right now. I've fed people that I don't even know. Off the basis that I can't eat and see a man not eat with me.
Yeah.
I don't know you. We all go out right now. We go for a meal. All four of us, right? All four of us right now go for a meal. I pay for it. Mm-hmm.
Mm. But you know what happens as well? It could be like with some, you can have a woman that maybe she had her boundaries, her price was a bit low, she got played with.
Yeah.
So then now she's going to think, all right, my price is higher now. I'm not getting done again.
Cool. No problem.
You know what I'm saying?
No problem, Pess. But then, all right, so why are you giving me the pom-pom then? But then you're not going to cook.
No, okay, that's a different situation. I mean, if she's giving it, but there might be the price is high, like, she's not giving it because of the last person she gave it to took it and just ran off into the night. If you know what I mean? So now the price is high.
Right into the night.
You know what I mean?
Into the night, you know? Some thief, like. He stole them crown jewels.
Just jumped in the bushes and went.
Where you going? She's gone.
But is it still be standard, like, just... Yeah. I think... In any situation where someone's coming to your home, even fucking plumbers like showing arse crack get tea and biscuits, cuz. You know what I mean? So like, you gotta think, raw, like, is that, honestly, like, if pussy is less worth than pasta, then bruv, that is a deep concept when you think about it, you know? Because I'm gonna spread my legs and catch wood tonight, But I'm not gonna make him a sandwich. That's the mindset is kinda backwards to me. I don't understand how
this is very, but if that is, I can't lie, if that is about, there's going to be niggas queuing up for that.
Facts!
If that is there, obviously, if she's just saying it, but if that is about, it's going to have a whole lot of guys queuing up for that.
Another question, if you're going to a girl's house, are you bringing anything in your hands or you just...
Not unless I'm asked to, bro. You know what, because in my head, I'm thinking, I'm the guest. Like, for example, anyone's house I go to, unless they say, yo, like, on the way, can you stop at and bring something for dinner? That's cool. But I just don't generally have the mindset to think, I'm going to just bring oranges, crisps and everything. It's not in my head.
But wine?
It's not in my head.
If I've been, if it's a house I've been going to for a bit, then, or maybe, I don't know, second or third time, then I might just... And we're making it into something, and I can see, right, what she's actually trying to rustle up. So, yeah, of course I'm going to...
But first time you got it.
What, and come with a big... No.
You do that.
Come with a big...
A big shopping bag. You're not doing that. You're the guest, you know.
Whenever
I go to someone's house, there's all family, friends, whoever, there's always an offer of a drink or a biscuit, just something standard. Mm-hmm. So I think if someone's really... Like family, like, I'll put it out there, if someone's going to invite you to their house and they haven't got none, they shouldn't be invited to their house.
Yeah, but I think you should... I normally would call and be like, do you want anything from the shop? Do you know what I mean? So I would expect, as a man, they would take charge of that and be like, oh, babe, Jack look after me? Do you know what I mean? Get me something from the shop.
First time.
Yeah.
And I'm on the. I'll call and say, "Raw, what I don't want to be. I've been in mad situations before, so I've learned. I'm calling. Do you need anything?
Right.
Now, listen. My brain's so mad. Yeah, you could tell me. Yeah, get this, that, and the other. Four, you'll tell me six things. Yeah, I promise you, I only get two. You gotta send me a text message with the list. I'm gonna go to the shop. Look, eggs, chocolate, Kit Kat, chunky.
Where you sell Kit Kat, chunky, big man? Is that there? Yeah, safe, boss.
Like, I'm slow with it sometimes.
Yeah.
That's me, but you sent me the list. If you don't send me the list and I don't know what you're on, I'm just coming with what I think I want. And that's a big bottle of water. I'm rolling my big bottle of water.
For them sweat sessions.
I have
sessions
to stay hydrated.
Them sweat sessions.
But
you need that water.
I generally believe that hospitality is always on the guest.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah.
I do.
So whether I pull up with nothing or not, it's not like, oh, you pull up with nothing. If a girl said it to me, I'd be kind of like weirded out, if I'm honest.
Mm.
I'd be like, "Raw, she must be struggling. Like, did she really need help? Like, just talk to me."
If she's providing that catering for you, I think, for me, that's a special being. I think they...
No way.
She's providing...
Not a free caution, huh?
No, if you're going to house and she's... When I mean catering for you, like, you've gone to house and she's providing... Not saying providing, but she said come and she's cooked and making sure you're all right and that comfort.
Right, that's it, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's courtesy.
Do you know I think, though? I feel
If I've gone to a girl's house and she's catered for me, she I've come and she's cooked and made sure that I'm nice, my belly's nice or whatever.
That sounds like wifey, though.
Yeah, it does.
I think that's special. No,
but wifey is opposed to just a link, isn't
it? I feel like, in my life anyway, I'll be real with you, like, that's a standard.
Yeah, I don't know about you, though.
In my life, it's a standard.
She shouldn't have to say, "Oh, you're not my man" or not.
Yeah.
Just be you.
Yeah.
And someone could do that just by being them. That shows how that separates them. She's not doing it because of a role. She's doing it because she can't help being her.
Yeah, yeah, but to be honest, these days, I think we want to do that.
Yeah.
But where's the, like, women role models saying that we should do that? Like, we're getting we've got shit role models to be like, "Oh, no, okay." Because we're not going to cook for you because we might get judged. And if we tell our friends, like, "What the fuck are you cooking for him for?" Do you know what I mean? Like, that's type of girls So that's a lot of the time is kind of judgment. If you're not in the mindset of your own person, and then you go and tell your friends, "Oh, yeah, I cook for him." They'll be like, "Why the fuck didn't he take you out?" Like, what? You're a mug. Like, that's a lot of people say.
See how deep it is?
I didn't know that.
No.
So they're getting peer pressure from their side.
Yeah.
Like, "Rob, what are you cooking for him?
Yeah, he's not even done anything for you." And then when you're like, "What are you doing? Bring wine." "What a dickhead." And then chuck him.
Okay, and then when you're going to buck her again now.
Right.
You're gonna think, "Rob, why you switched up on me?" But what, God?
Of course.
Communicate. That's a big thing. That communication and understanding is the biggest thing.
That's it.
I'll just say, "Listen, but I don't think no girl's gonna tell her, my friend said this."
No, of course not.
I feel
some
a
of
way,
them would.
Gonna say,
some
I feel
of
a way you didn't come with no wine. Oh,
you know what's gonna happen?
You didn't take me out.
That is crazy.
Yeah, but if... No. But see, it's different. Like, if a girl said, "Can you bring wine?" and then the guy don't, that's a whole nother thing.
Or ask for the money.
Offer the money. That's a bit like, "Yo, like big man, like £7 for that thing." Like, what? But if a guy just pulls up and he's got wine, then my guy, then you know, like, she's going to get smoked anyway. If my guy comes with a bottle of wine, rosé or prosecco, man's smoking, innit? So then imagine a guy thinking, "I'm not going to buy wine because I might not even get pumped tonight." A guy might be thinking like that. There's no guarantee I'm going to smoke this year, so I'm not going to Tesco to buy a Prosecco, and I come there, we drink it, and I go yard.
What would you say now with the females that are going through that oppression from their friends, and they're trying to be someone that who they are, like, they're trying to be that person that wants to cook for their man and wants to be there, and then they're getting the females talking to them, what would you say to them? What would you be their best, you know? Is it that they have to cut them off or have role models or just stand up for themselves and just say, I want to do this for my personal life.
Yeah. Back in the day, I wouldn't have had that answer because I was very much around immature, mindsetted people. But is that a word? But yeah, now I'm older. I don't really tell my friends much anymore because there's always somebody that honestly is going to be like, what the fuck are you doing that for? Or questioning it. And I don't need questioning. I'll do it because I want to do it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not going to tell anyone. Unless it's getting serious now with him and then we're chatting to my friends and I'll be like, oh, yeah, we're cooked and da-da-da. Because then they can't say anything because they're like, oh, shit, she's in there now. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So some of them. But in the beginning, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah,
a lot. You know, like, I've never actually deeped that, yeah, that women get into other women's heads about that. And you know what? It's crazy that you say that because I saw in the comment section women actually doing that.
Doing what?
Like, women was like, oh, I would cook for a minute. And the women like, why are you cooking for a man?
Yeah,
just a dick appointment.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, they're getting onto her and she's just saying, like, and I don't think she's saying a bad thing. If that's what she does, then that's who she is. I generally think that we need to go back to having traditional mindsets to a certain extent.
Yeah,
because this new modern day woman is literally going to be a single mother forever.
Because we act like men, don't we now? Like a lot of us work like men.
Yeah, the masculine energy is just taking over.
And no one wants that woman.
No.
Two penises in one household ain't working.
No, for real.
There has to be. But you're saying that because I've had arguments and it sounds like, and even I've seen this woman, what are you coming with this argument? But that just made so much sense hearing that.
Yeah, because we're not going to tell you, no. We're not going to say, oh, my friend said this.
In-house, like
we're just going to drop dickhead hints. Like, oh, you didn't bring anything. Do you know what I mean? That's how I probably would have acted a few years ago. I don't anymore, thank God. But
in that negative, though, like, isn't it? Because, like, if you're in a good space and you're thinking, right, I'm going to cook for him, you've come to that decision before your friend said anything.
Yeah.
Then upon saying it, she's like, why'd you do it? And now you're doubting an act that you wanted to do anyway. So that's that's bare negative, no?
Yeah.
For someone to get in your head. Like, if you're willing to do it, why is that a problem now you've told someone? See, not everyone needs to know everything, you know?
No, 100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Facts.
They ain't got to know everything. Why?
Because people want to know. People want to be in your business.
Because they're coming from their own trauma, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it didn't work for them. They're just automatically putting it on you that it's not going
to
work for you.
You to be happy.
Yeah. Because
happens a lot as well.
Yeah,
women hate women.
All to be single together.
And it's actually
it in a very subtle and like manipulative way.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, a girl will be like, yeah, I agree with what them guys say. You're a pick me. Look at you. And then she'll be like, you know, let me disagree with them now. No, like she'll just get scared because I feel like girls don't like conflict with other girls, but they don't mind conflict with men.
Yeah,
because they feel like I can overpower a man in the argument.
Me. Yeah, and you can't hit me.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
But a girl will be like, I will fuck you up when I see you. So you gotta be like, all right, let me chill out because this girl looks like she actually really put in work. Like, let me chill out for a second. So I feel like with women, that happens a lot. Like, women will manipulate other women into, like, believing things.
100%.
And then the other woman will just run with it because she just wants to be...
Yep.
She just doesn't want conflict with the woman. Because she knows conflict with another woman is going to turn nasty. Does that make sense? Because women are more malicious than men when it comes to... Like, they'll be like, all right, cool, you want to fuck with me? Watch what I'm going to do to you. And they'll do something spiteful, like, call the babe father. Oh, have you seen your kids this weekend? Because I heard they're with Jackie. She knows that my man hates Jackie.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my gosh. And he ain't going to come and say that her friend said that, but he's come around the house all guns blazing. Girls know how to manipulate things way different to us men, you know. They're very like calculated with it, especially with their friends.
100.
Like, and you hear them sometimes talk like, "Yeah, she's a fucking bitch. Man, I don't like her." And you're like, "Wow, like I thought, wasn't you out last week?" I thought I saw the snap when it was all like, "Hey, best friendies," and I'm like,
"Yeah." I have a story actually about that. I'm not friends with her anymore. but basically, me and this guy, I'd known him for a couple of years. Every time we go out, there's always been like a spark, but we've always been kind of, I don't know, like off limits to each other because he's been seeing someone or I have or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's never worked out. And then we went to, was it Garage Nation or 51st Date? Like 2 years ago. And me and this girl have been best friends for 10 years. Honestly, I thought, you know, she was my world as a friend anyway. So we've gone there. And I'm a little bit drunk, so I'm not really clocking it, but she's kind of all over him. But she keeps coming back to me saying, No, I'm just telling him, like, you two really sue and, like, he should take you out because he's never made the move properly, but he really likes you. Where I'm drunk, I'm not really clocking on to what's going on. I'm thinking, oh, that's nice. Anyways, this was 2 years ago. And then the other day, the guy's messaged me and he's gone, yo, like, you don't chat to me no more. I says, yeah, because I thought you was on her, like, you were together or whatever at the festival. Yeah. And then he goes, no, like, what did she tell you? And I said, oh, she was just saying that we'd sue. He went, he said, I swear to God, that's not how the conversation went. She was showing him her nudes and saying, like, oh, like, do you think this is a nice one to send to this one? Or what? And, yeah, and saying, like, can I send you this one? And da-da-da.
What kind of time is she on?
So, and I was very, very...
taken back.
I just thought, that's really... So women can really be fucking nasty to men and their friends.
More so than so. You know, I got... Like, I got my story, but I don't think it's worth telling anymore, friend, because I'm just thinking... Because no matter what I say, women are just going to say the woman was right. You know, no one's there. Like, I have to say something. And to be fair, like, maybe I should just like, stop fucking with baby mums. You know, back in the day, like, back in the day, I used to avoid them. But, I used to avoid baby mums fully. But one day, bro, she told me, no, they're good people, fuck with them. And whenever I did that, fam, it went downhill, bro. And I was like, that's why I avoided them, no cap. And I was like, they just got stuff going on, bro. And I was like, I purposely said, oh, but you can't treat them like they're like not sort of viable when they're not sort of as they deserve love too. I'm thinking, you know what, bro's right. I wish I never listened to bro. I wish I just stuck with the single girls and no youths, fam.
Ones that haven't, or they at an advanced age, they ain't got no kids, but they've been around. They've been, you know what I mean? Yeah. They've been around for a minute of waiting. But you know what? Sometimes. When you do have a kid, it gives you that structure, getting up, have to cater and, you know what I mean, have to cater for a kid. It gives you that routine. Yeah. You have to be up. So it's a catch 22. So I kind of,
do you know what I mean? No, it's still
a
bit.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
It is.
Like, bro, imagine. Fuck it, I might just tell you. Imagine one time now, yeah. I went to this girl's house, yeah. I don't even remember where she lived. It was off end somewhere, though, yeah. So I'm going there now, yeah. And then I pulled up, like, let's say about 9, 10, innit? Like, kids asleep and that, youths asleep, whatever. Went round there, did the deed, dig, whatever, lay down there. Yeah? Then 3 hours later, I must have got up now, innit? I'm hungry, you know? So I thought, but all the shops were closed, innit? And I wasn't even trying to wait for Uber, and that it was 2 a.m. kind of thing. I was like, oh, this is long, yeah? So man bopped out sleeping, man went out. Like, went in the fridge, innit? Yeah? Open the fridge now, yeah. I didn't really see much, yeah, bro. I'm not gonna lie, yeah. Man saw a Capri Sun, yeah, fish fingers and that, yeah. I'm thinking, I thought, I'm so hungry, but at the back of my head, I thought, this might be our son's food, yeah. But fam, I was so hungry, fam. And with me, yeah, I can't go sleep when I'm hungry. No, I'm probably. No, wait. But bro, no, but listen, yeah, imagine, I can't go to sleep when I'm hungry at all. I'm laying there, yeah, and I'm just like, no, this is dead. So I got up, yeah, like I said, went there, boom, ate it now. Figured it was all calm, laying there. Yeah, no, but just quick thing, innit? Like, obviously, I'm awake. She's asleep, yeah, obviously, like, digged out, she just passed out, innit? So after that's all happened, I got back to sleep, yeah, just sort of wake up now, it's like, what, 10, 11, yeah? I'm laying down there, yeah, just chilling, watching TV. I hear, oh, babe. Like, cause she must have went out the room, innit? She's like, oh, did you eat the? wait. She's like, oh, babe, like, did you eat the food that was in the fridge, whatever? I was like, yeah, I was hungry, innit, yeah. So, bro, so the fuck all that. So I was like, yeah, I was hungry, but now this girl trying to get a bit aggy. She's like, oh, you know, that was just food and I ain't been shopping this shit. I'm thinking, boy, like, well, if you had food, if there was other food in the fridge, might want to took it. But there was nothing in the fridge, fam. Like, not really, like, not food that I could put together. Yes. Fam, it was, fam. Fam, it was just there. But it was there, so imagine now, that's what happened now, yeah? So this girl was getting a bit tight. This girl's moving a bit tight. I'm thinking, Lowe, like, why are you happy for it, yeah? And then this girl wanna come to, and I'm thinking it's not that deep. She's like, oh, I ain't been shopping yet, and I'm with my son's food, whatever. I kind of felt bad, but at that moment, when man was really hungry, yeah. that was the move. Imagine now, bro, yeah? Like, this girl starts tweaking, yeah? And then making up bare noise, yeah? Then the fucking son must have woke up, yeah? He must have been at about 4. I'm like, oh, why is this little nigga awake now, yeah? Because in the morning now, yeah, I'm like, so he's coming out, his mum's a bit thing, and now obviously she might be thinking, how am I gonna? The son's there, whatever. I'm thinking, fuck this, man. I'm going. I said, fuck this. I went in the room, said, I'm leaving. Yeah. I put them my trainers now. I see her on the phone. I'm thinking that like, she must be telling her friend or something. Yeah. So I put my clothes on. I come out. I'm actually talking to. She's like, oh no, I'm calling the son's dad. You're violating me. I'm thinking what, bro? At that moment, yeah. At that moment, I'm thinking, what? Like, bring your dad. Like, man don't care, innit? Like, I'm thinking, it's not even that deep, yeah? I didn't know Donnie lived down the road, though. Bro, but I'm in some off ends, you know? I don't know where I am, you know? I'm in some off ends. So then, so it's like she's all day, yeah? So I got called babe. I'm like, it is what it is. Putting on my clothes now. I'm waiting. I'm thinking, man's a G with it, innit? You see, man will wait. Like why's the dad going to pull up anyway? What's he going to say to man, innit? Over food, innit? Yeah? Bro. I see some buff swole nigga just walking up to the crib. Like, he came from round, like she lives like bushes and that. So he came round, did it? Like, round there. But he don't know me like that. I'm thinking, bro, like, I just digged your bae, man. Like, what are you going to tell me? Yeah? But as he's coming to the door, I'm thinking, like, man, don't really want this smoke, you know? Fam, I fucking latched the door, innit? I latched the door, but the worst thing is, yeah, I'm thinking just by the on it. So the youth's there now, but the mum's so happy to me. She's trying to get in my face. She's like, oh no, let him in. I wanted to bang her, but I couldn't, innit, yeah? Because I'm thinking it's going to be a madness if that happens, yeah? I sort of let go. I go towards the door. My guy's pushing the door, but the latch is on, innit? Bruv, I'm sick. This is me. The door come. I unlatched it, yeah? On purpose, because I'm thinking my bro's going to just not know it's unlatched and just. I'm hoping he just come through the door, innit, yeah? Family must have barged through, yeah? But, like, kind of into me. So he might open the door. But I came, and I just kind of went like that. Kind of banged him. Not banged him, but kind of like... Maneuvered, yeah. Ran down the road. Where was I? I ran down the road. I think I was in...
That's running up into the night.
Where was I? I'm really trying to remember the station. It was some off-end station.
Well, no whip, no car.
No, if I ran to the station. But I don't remember where it was. And the worst thing, I left a sock and earring. I left bare things at a yard that I didn't even care for at that moment. But I just thought all that madness just because I ate the youth's food.
Yeah, but why didn't you go to the shop in the morning and replace it?
Yeah, I thought you...
Replace the food?
Yeah.
You're going to say, yo, babe, his mum's getting fish.
Yeah.
That's not
him. Why would I replace the food?
Because it's her son's food.
But that's where the baby father came out after she just got beaten. By another guy.
Over fish feeders.
Yeah, let me come out and back it for my son. Why was he in the house?
Like, I'm thinking, but why would he ride for her when it's not even that anymore, innit? And to be fair, I started deepening. I was like, a lot of these girls who got baby dads, they're not separated like that. They're still in cahoots in the point where it's like, if he really wanted, he could go around and dig her again type of thing. You know what I mean? Like I don't feel like some baby moms don't really separate from their... partners, sorry, their exes like that. I don't think they do, bro. I think a guy is thinking, she's got my ute. If I go around there, I could always maybe sweet talk her, tell her a sweet one, and she's back mine again. And I think, but it's kind of dangerous because a lot of men will go around to girls' houses who's got utes, and one time I didn't even know another girl like her baby dad still had the key. It never ever happened. But when I found out afterwards that. She goes, yeah, he's got a key, but he never comes around. I think that things you don't think of are real, you know? Like, they really happen.
Oh, that's
yeah,
fun.
You've been on a Fort Park with a baby.
But like, man don't go there knowing this. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's the thing. They must portray something, then it's like, huh?
But I don't ever go to girls' houses thinking this is going to happen or there's no food. I don't, there's no food or... I don't. Man's not thinking all these things, isn't it? I don't like. And for me, yeah, I think it's fucked because, for me, I'd rather the kid just not. I'd rather the kid be at the dad's.
Yeah.
Completely, like the kid just not even be there, innit? Yeah. Kind of thing. So I do feel a bit funny when I know the kid's catching Z's in his Spider-Man bed and man's next door just slapping cheeks with his mum's. Like, that's a bit mad. That's a bit mad, though, innit? And you don't. You're a young G, so you don't know now. You're not gonna remember it. But I just think, what if that was my son, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know, that's how I start thinking about things.
Yeah.
But does that make you think bad of the woman now if she's letting you cheat and the utes in the house?
100%.
Because I know a story of a ute that was in a girl's house, yeah? This is going to sound like a very bad story, yeah?
Never.
And he's beating the thing in the living room and the daughter's running and he's butt naked on the couch.
Oh.
But how old?
Like, and she was like, girl. She was like, oh, go back to bed while my man's
fuck
still.
Fuck off, that is and then disgusting. She's
like, and then the guy's like, no, 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 go put your child to bed. Like, he got off of her and said, put your child to bed. Like, butt naked, and he felt. Like,
honorable guy.
And then after he phoned man when he was on the way home, at 2 o'clock, I was like, what are you calling me for? He's like, bro, I'm going to hell. I'm like, whoa.
Going to hell, you know? He felt that bad.
I said, what do you mean? He's like, I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. I was beating the thing, and the child was coming, and I didn't even care. I gave her like 4 strokes while the child was there. I didn't care.
Oh.
I said, I'm going to hell.
Man was like, I'm trying to finish.
Did you not realize like what has happened? He's like, I saw something from the edge of my eye, but then the baby started crying, so I stopped.
Okay.
He said, I saw something from the edge of my eye, but I'm in my world. So I'm thinking, you know, sometimes you're seeing stars and all kinds of things are all around you. Yeah. You think you're seeing objects. So I said to him, brother, so what did you do? He's like, oh, she put the baby back to bed and I still beat.
Yeah. I hope she washed her hands.
Huh? She who?
I hope she washed her hands.
Why?
Before she touched her baby after.
But like, what she do with her hands? What do you mean?
Well, if they're having sex.
Yeah, but imagine deep choking. Like, why is the hand?
Yeah, I know, but obviously it would have been round there at some point that night.
What, like cocky juice or something?
Yeah, yeah. And then he could have given the kid, like, gonorrhea or something.
Like, just bad, well, just bad yam sauce for
that. But, I understand what she means, though. Like, that's kind of grime, you know.
Yeah, but what should you do with her hands, like, for it to be so... Like, make sure you wash it before you put the ute back. What, like, what's going to be so grimy with her hands?
Like, I felt bad for the ute when I heard that story. Because I was like, raw.
They're
little kids. You know kids, yeah? You'll be surprised, you know, what kids remember.
Oh, yeah.
When they're older. You'll be so surprised. Because I remember some weird stuff, like... when I was young, I'm like, wait a second.
But how old, though?
Like, bro, I was at the age where I understood that he's getting into that bedroom.
Like, well, like, yeah, but so like, you know
what
I'm saying?
I understand that my uncle's. Like, I didn't understand what was going on. I couldn't have told you what was going on. Now, 5, 6, I'm saying I knew that man was going into
my uncle's going
into that bedroom with that woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, my uncle was a G, and he was just. Every time my mum would bring someone from Jamaica over, my uncle would come round and he'd go into the room with the woman, and the door would lock.
Are you not okay?
Now I'm getting older, I'm like.
Yeah.
Uncle was a rolling stone. He used to come to his sister's house. And beat the things that my mum used to bring from Jamaica, like on some crud. I don't know, maybe he's running him dough, maybe he's making him do stuff. I don't know.
Your mum's brother moving reckless.
But I know, like, that's what he used to do. So when I was young, I didn't clock it. He's just going in the room and locking the door. It makes sense. And that's what, as a kid, you won't remember it until you get older now. You're like, why was Lisa always in the room?
Yeah.
They used to look after me. Mm. So it's like, I feel like, as a parent, that is a very reckless way to actually live with a child. Because if you are going to do anything, then just get a babysitter or get someone to look after your child.
Too many pedos out there, or just stay away from having sex.
Sometimes I feel like some people can't abstain, bro. And I think abstinence is a good thing for every man for in a certain period of your life.
Certain period. Yeah.
I feel like even on a normal weekly basis, like you shouldn't be having sex every day. That is weak. Any man that's having sex every day is a weak man. I don't care anyone.
No, you're right. I think you're right. Yeah.
Because there's lots of pussy out there. You could literally get pum pum every day from different girls.
Right.
That is the case.
Yeah, like,
I'm not saying from 10-10s, but you could. If you really wanted to, you could have sex with different women every day. Mm. But I just think that's weak because then like you're drained. Is your mind even focused?
Yeah.
Because it's draining your life force. You don't realise it. You think, oh, I'm putting in work. Bro, you're giving your life away.
But that's sometimes, how can I say, it's almost like, we spoke about it many times, but as a weakness, but also as, say like, as a brother, you're saying it, if it's a unit of guys telling each other, listen, stop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because you know, obviously the conversation we have with my level, I've grown up having is, bro, when's the last time you beat? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's all, and it's always enticing me, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? I want to sex that thing now. Oh, you be that thing,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's always been the conversation. And I feel like we need to start changing that, bro.
As we get older, I don't think
it's like healthy for man to still be like beating bare things. Like, I generally don't think, like, mentally, because I remember I was doing some research and I found out that a woman that's had been in 5 serious relationships, she literally will never find love.
5 serious ones.
Yeah, because it's 5 different connections that her heart's been attached to.
Right.
And women's attachments are different to men's.
True.
Like, my attachment and your attachment's different. A woman, she falls in love hard.
Trust me.
Like, a woman will tell you about her first love.
Yeah.
But she won't just tell you about the first love. She'll go into detail about it. Like, everything that happened in a relationship. Bro, to this day, I still speak to the my first ever love. I still speak to her to this day. Mm. Nothing kinky, nothing like that. She just checks her, oh, how are you? Like once every two, 3 months.
Very, no,
but I have nothing in my heart against her. Mm. And anyone asks me about her, I always mention her in my story of life. You know, like when you write in your book, like she's the first name I write in my book. When you're writing your autobiography, she's like the first name I put in my book.
Right.
Because I always have love for her. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But imagine how she has love. Remember, that's my love as a man. Could you imagine how she feels as a woman?
True.
She would never heal probably. Probably to this day, she's probably never healed.
Yeah, I don't think we ever do. I don't know about men as well, but I know I still love my first love so much, but on a friend's level now. But you still have that love for them. Do you know what I mean?
But not love like I want to try again.
No.
Like you got a different type of love for them. Like, if they said something happened to them, you would literally try and help them.
Yeah, you protect them. Yeah.
I don't think there's any ex that I don't know.
I mean, I don't have any. I'm
like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't have none.
I'm cut for it. And thinking,
Nah, you do. If you go back into your
history, I really have no one.
Not in school.
But that's because you wasn't having sex in school.
No, I weren't.
Oh, that's good.
What do you mean, even if they've hurt you or left you?
Because if you was having sex in school, I was having sex in school when I was young, I was kind of young. So when you're building like emotional connections from them young ages, like you'll be listening to slow jams but not even understanding what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember I listened to Cisco, bro, Incomplete, bro. Do you think I could feel what he was saying? I was just loving the song because it sounded good. But as I got older, the song actually hit me like, raw, this is deep. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Without you, girl.
My life is, deep, bro. Yeah. So, but when you're younger and you're listening to that, you don't really understand what it's about. Nothing. Bro, do you know I never knew what the Fong song was about when I was younger?
No, I didn't know what that was about. Yeah. Like, the video was lit, but I didn't know what he was trying to get at.
See, we never knew what Fong song was. For long, I'm singing the Fong song, Graphic Pregnant. Let me see, you're done.
I
didn't know what that was. Yeah. I didn't know what that was. And then I got to about 18, 19, and girls, like, I'm wearing a Fong. I'm like,
I've heard that once.
Even now, the idea of a Fong is lit, because like, man, rarely see that, you know? I see like granny knickers, French knickers, but I don't really see Fong.
If a girl links you in granny knickers, she's got to take her L, bro. If you come to meet your man or a man with granny knickers, if you're not on your reds there, I don't know what you're doing.
I'll tell you why.
Go on.
The reason why, no, is because we, in our mind, are thinking, right, we're not going to sleep with them tonight. So if we don't shave...
Every time.
Oh, well, no, not every time. Time. But, like, okay, but first time. Like, we just think if we put them on, then but that's our commitment to ourselves that we're not going to sleep with them because we don't want them to think that we wear granny knickers all the time.
But isn't it...
Like, can't it be comfortability? Like, as in... Because, like, you're not going to wear sexy lingerie every night for your man, are you? You just wouldn't.
No.
So if you wear granny knickers, it's not like you don't want to smash. It's just, I can't be arsed on that.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm saying that first...
I first meet, the freak's got to come out, man.
Yeah.
Straight.
And the first time I met her, and I touched her, and I felt granny knickers. I saw the outline of granny knickers.
Yeah, like that line.
It automatically put me off of her. I'm like, you ain't got no swag.
So that, like...
Boy, there's certain...
Really?
Imagine when I had white fronts on, bro. So first time she linked me, I got a white front on, and I'm standing there, like, in the...
But in the place. Yeah, with your white front. Yeah.
And I'm looking hench as well, like, with the white fronts on.
But wait, are you the kind of Donnie where... Okay, does it bother you if a girl's got underwear that don't match? Odd socks? Like little things, like do these things throw you?
Oh,
I'm not gonna lie.
It does, isn't it?
No, when I was younger, no. But now I'm older and I'm a little bit more mature.
It does bother
you. You have to, like, bro, like, I don't wear...
Are you going to have the lats on to realise that, though? Won't you be, like...
In the beginning, maybe.
Unexpected sex, the unexpected... That's the
no matter the underwear, I don't care about, but odd socks that bothers me still.
That really gives me the ick. I just think you're dirty. Right, isn't it? Yeah.
Like, you know, when I was younger, that was a normal thing for me. But you see, as I got older, I do not play. If I have odd socks here and I look at my odd socks, I'm like, where's my socks?
Yeah.
Like, I'll switch. Like, why have I got two socks?
It makes you feel a bit trampy.
Like, I'm switching on everyone. I'm like, Mum, why is my socks keep going missing every time I put them in the? Where's this, babes? Or like. Everybody, I'm onto anyone. I remember I got to an age where odd socks was not the thing anymore. Because one day I was out here, and one of the man's like, why you got odd socks on? I swear that was the last time I remember.
Yeah.
I was like, well, how did you notice? Mm. I was thinking, how much other people noticed? oh my gosh, I've been looking like a wally all these years.
It does look it, yeah. It's like you've got no, like, you're not presenting yourself. If you can't even fucking wear socks, matching socks, like, what else can't you do?
So girls with matching underwear and bra, I don't... I'm not a person that, like, I'm going out to look like, have you got matching underwear and bra?
Yeah, okay. Mm. But
when I see it's a little bit off, I'm like, wait, what's going on?
It throws you.
Yeah.
I'm still
like, do you rate yourself? If a girl don't rate, always remember this. Trust me, always remember this. Always remember this. This is my number one rule in life. A girl's underwear tells you her hygiene and how she keeps herself.
Yeah, I agree.
Do not get it twisted. If she's got some shabby ass underwear, that means she's wore that underwear for many other men. Women are very particular. I learned this from women myself. A woman's very particular. If a woman really likes you and you're the apple of her eye, she'll go out and buy special underwear just for you.
That's the underwear, the one that feels fresh, bro.
And you're like, whoa, this, you're all thinking, rah, this is like the first time she pop off the tag or something. Mm. That's the one that's got good hygiene, because the woman that's just putting on the same thong every day, bro, she probably pull it on for 100 man, bro. Mm. pH levels all off, bro. Just trust me.
pH levels, like, yeah. Discharge everywhere. Long time.
But do you remember a little while ago, there was this guy and he took a picture of the girl's knickers when he was round there because she had, I don't know if you know, like with women, sometimes when we're on our periods, the colouring goes from black knickers. It comes out like a white colour.
Yellowy white. I've seen that all the time.
But he took a picture of it and put it online and was like, oh, this is gross. Like, this girl's disgusting.
You got backlash.
And that, yeah, that's, yeah.
I know, but I'm not going to lie, like, there was a point where I didn't know what discharge was. I'm like,
yeah, well, yeah.
I was like, rah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But it just cleans, it comes out naturally.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It's mad though.
Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't out a girl for that. But if it was happening all the time, just like hella discharged knickers and like the fucking
lingerie. Girls wear panty liners.
Yeah, they do.
I didn't even know that stuff.
Because like little things like that. Men,
I feel like men need to be more educated on women. We do as men need to be educated on women, like their period, the colours that their period, because a lot don't know this yet, but I found this out, I studied this, but like periods have different colours. So there's different colours for different times on the period. So like this time when it starts, that's time when it's going off, and this time when it's about to end. Like red, thingy, yellow. I'm like, raw, like, I didn't know.
There's a lot of stuff, isn't it?
I'm like, whoa. You wouldn't have noticed that, but it's good to know that. Even as a man, if you're going to have kids and a daughter, it's good to know so that you know, right, my daughter's on her period, you know what I'm saying? So she's not trying to finesse you all the time, like, oh, I'm on my period. And she's being moaning.
You actually know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so you understand. So I feel like it's good for us men to understand women to a certain extent.
Know more about them, innit? Have you ever sex with a guy on your period? Don't count. You haven't it?
A boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't know about who it is, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Your captain said you've never done it.
I haven't, I swear to God.
Oh, you definitely done it.
I swear to God, I haven't. No, I mean like mid, heavy period.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever done it and not noticed, though?
Well, mate, but I mean like, like 2 days and you're like, babe, I feel mad sense, but like the pads there, you got to put towel down.
Fuck it.
Imagine
the Red Sea.
Bloody sword tonight. Imagine.
I just got it.
It's going there. But it's messy.
I said, part the Red Sea.
It's but it's messy.
Let my people go.
Yeah. Nah, because. I know you have been. I know you have
been. Yes.
Freak nigga, you've done it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, bare blood everywhere, thinking. And in fact, it smells like metal and that. It smells like metal, fam.
But when you imagine if they didn't tell you and you looked down, you thought, fuck, like, what's going on? Like, what have I done? Yeah, I've cut my willy or something. And then.
Cut my willy, some shit.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, but so what? Like, but how did it feel for you? Like, do you remember? Like, what is that like, though?
It does feel a bit dirty.
Yeah, you would do, innit?
But that's nasty, man.
Yeah, it is a bit. But
blood
then,
everywhere. Oh, babe, give it to me. Go on.
But I feel like women. I feel like women's sexual levels go higher.
They do
when they're actually.
No, they are.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why sometimes it's good to like not stay away. Because I remember we had this debate. Yes, a man said, "I don't go near my girl. She's on a period."
Yeah.
And I said, that's kind of a weak man. If I'm honest, I don't rate that because
for the pain.
No, because just like if you got a daughter and your daughter's on a period, what you're not going to check for your daughter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big man, I'm checking for my daughter, period or not. Shout at me, angry, do whatever. If you need to let that out, if that's what you need to outlet on me, then do it. I love you forever.
Right.
So I feel like you should have that same sentiment towards your missus. Because it's not her fault why she's on her period. It's,
okay,
not like,
cool.
It's not like she put herself on her period, bro. It's natural from the Lord, you know what I'm saying? So why am I leaving my house now because she's on her period? And not only that, but there's certain things that as men you can do for your woman when she's on her period. Bring her chocolate, bro.
Yeah,
and bring her, don't tell her, just bring her chocolate. And you should know your woman's favourite chocolate. As a man, if you don't know your woman's favourite chocolate, that's not your woman. So women out there, like, man them, if you don't know your woman's favourite chocolate, that's not really a woman.
Billy
that's
Ram, true. Hot water bottle, all that.
Everyone's woman has a specific chocolate that she likes, bro. Or some women don't like chocolate, but the majority of women do. Every woman likes chocolate to a certain extent, I believe.
Of course. Well, the most part. I don't know. I just feel like I can wait the 3 days, innit? Because, like, when
three?
You're... No, I'm saying however long it lasts. But the
5 days.
Yeah, but ain't it painful as well, periods? Yeah, your first couple of days are painful.
The first couple of days,
but when you had sex with your boyfriend, did you have to get him on board, or like, or was he just saying, "I'm digging you"?
Yeah,
he didn't care, innit?
No, but we were together for years, so.
Raw? Was it raw? No, it wasn't. It. Man just had bare dick splatter, fam. Blood stains everywhere. Murder scene. Man just dug it up. So wait. Raw sex, blood, and cum.
It's a cut out, isn't it?
No, really. No, I can't do that, fam. No, I'm being serious. Is that what it was? He wore no dom and he was heavy red.
No, not heavy. Heavy.
No, that's still a violation. That's still a violation.
I know.
But then, hold on. So what's the cleanup process?
Shower. What about if you do it in the shower while she's on?
Yeah, but murder scene, dick, blood, cum, and just splatter and just madness.
Yeah.
And jump up, and I'm thinking about STI, STD.
STAs.
Hey, but another question
that's
for everyone.
Mad,
another question. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you found out a girl was went on a date with you, you broke up with your girl. This is a real life scenario. It's happened to someone.
Yeah, probably had gone.
You broke up with your girl. How many days should she be loyal to you? Or does it automatically mean that she's straight away back on the market?
Never.
Or is there like a cooling off period? You know, like when you buy a phone, you got a 14-day cooling off period.
It must be.
Like, you know when you say, "Raw, I don't really like this phone. Let me bring it back to the shop. I got my 14. Or you buy something, you're like, "I'm going to bring it back to the shop in 7 days.
I think everyone should heal, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It depends. I would respect her more. Or the way I've rated, especially if that's man's woman.
Yeah.
If you did have that, you know, like in terms of was just herself for a bit, like not just jumping onto another man. Because if you did just jump onto another man,
that's cat, isn't it?
She's lined it up for a while.
She must have been chatting to bro for a minute.
Yeah. There's no way she just jumped onto the next horse.
No, I'll tell you why. I've been in the situation recently.
What?
Where I split up with somebody a couple of months ago, and I really wanted to settle down. I wanted to buy a house, have kids, things like that.
Yeah.
But he wasn't ready. That's why we ended.
Okay.
So why do I now have to have a cooling off period when I'm the one that's open to love and still looking for love?
But a different question. No, how long were you with him first?
A year.
Was he the next guy? Was you just hurt? Like, was you just like jump? That's what
a couple of weeks later. Yeah, I went on a date.
It's a date, but I think was you with that guy now? Active, sexually active with that guy?
Not the new one, no. Just a few dates, 3 or 4 dates. But I just thought, why am I having a cooling off period when I was the one that I want this? I want love.
Yeah.
Why have I got to now chill out? Like,
why should you not?
Yeah.
But I feel 100%. Like
I think the sex thing's different though. I think you should definitely, you know, when they say your friends are like, oh, you need to get under someone. I think that's the biggest load of rubbish ever. It can't. It's wrong. I think it's wrong.
In your
it's energy, isn't it?
But it all depends on which person. When it's like I don't know. When you say it's a guy. Like I've got some guy. They miss
They're
heartbroken, and I have to tell them, bro, like you have to invest back in yourself. Get yourself back out there. Go and see new people. Go and tell them, go date a hot chick.
Right, woman goes
and sees that you're a hot chick. It's gonna change things. So it's like. It all depends. Is it one rule for one and one rule for the other?
No, but
I don't think anyone should. Like, I think, but it's different. If a woman generally in love with you, she won't even think of next man when it ends. There's not, like, actually in love with you, like, he was my everything. He was everything. He was my world. I was in love with this guy. They won't even entertain another guy for at least 3 months because they can't get you out of their brain, innit? But if a woman moves. If a woman was dating you for 1-2 years, like 2-3 years, I should say. And then a week later, she was seeing another guy. Then, like, she never rated you. Because there's no way a woman could just part with ways.
No, but you do you know what? I generally believe that a woman can actually leave you faster sometimes. It depends if she's left mentally months before.
So if she's left you,
because, you know, a woman will leave. And that's why it shocks me sometimes of us men, we don't really get this, because I'll be with a woman, and, like, it's happened to me, bro. I won't cap it. Like, she's left mentally.
Yeah,
long time ago. But now she's physically going. I'm like, bruv, what are you talking about? I'm trying so hard to keep us together. Why are you leaving?
It's too late,
but it's like, the way she's so cold with me, I'm like, are you even a human being? Like, do you even have a heart? I love you. She's looking at me like it's like, there's nothing there, bro. I'm looking into her eyes and there's no soul. And I'm like, what the hell? How did you become so cold? And then what I realised is that women check out months before, bro. So 3-4 months, she's building up the courage, and then eventually she's left. Now, if there is another man and he's treating her better than you are, bro, because let's be honest, some of us at the end of a relationship, we're treating them like shit. We're not taking her out.
We're not
spending time with her. We're on our phone all the time. We're never praising her. We're never telling how beautiful she is. Another guy comes. You're the apple of my eye. You're so beautiful. I swear I'd give anything to be with you. She ain't heard that for months.
Yeah.
And now, but she doesn't want to cheat on you because she's not an unfaithful woman. So she's riding out with you and this guy's telling her all this sweet nothings, bro. Because the grass ain't always greener. Really? You know what I'm saying? What's the saying?
Don't leave something good for something that you think is better. By the time you realise that...
Better ain't good.
Good as firm, better.
Yeah.
And that's what happens, bro. It does, man. And that's why I said you don't realize how good a situation until that situation's gone and you can't get that situation back.
Facts.
But then why don't as men you guys step in when you see us leaving mentally?
Cool. This is what happens. Do you know what happens? You're so distracted by the shit that you're doing.
Okay.
So you're doing a fuckeries 9 out of 10 times. You're probably cheating. You've probably got another woman on the line. You're doing all this madness. So you're not realizing that she's checking out. You just think she's a loyal woman. She ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, because you can't be that naive, can you? To know your own woman is checked out. Like, how can you be that naive?
Because women can still treat you like a king.
Right.
but still want to leave him. You don't remember when you was when you was leaving that guy, but you're still cooking for him.
Yeah,
you're still giving him money.
Yeah.
Still driving where he wants.
So they're
you're
not clocking. Yeah,
so
yeah.
In your as men, true. We're so simple creatures.
True.
They were like, "Raw, she still loves me."
Facts.
True.
And then like, she's still telling the family, "I'm still her man." We're still, 100%. I'm still coming around to your family's house. Your family are like, "I love you." And you're like, I love you too, 100%. Man. But deep down in the mind, she's like, I'm going to leave this guy because I feel violated.
Yeah.
And he can't, and the thing is, the man can't leave that sin, that living that life, doing the fuckeries that he's doing. And it's very hard for him until when she leaves and he realizes it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't.
It's too late.
It wasn't.
And it's so hard to get, how can I say it? Like, it's so hard to be in that moment and realize it's not worth it until. The worth has gone.
There's a lot of irreplaceable women. You remember that song that Beyonce made? Like, there's a lot of irreplaceable women. I'm not even sitting here and bad-mouthing women to the point where I will say that because then I'll be lying to myself because I know there's a woman out there that was irreplaceable in my life. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Mm. And we probably all as men have felt that woman that you've met other women,
right,
but no one's giving you that feeling.
The vibe,
like, you know, like some man, I hear man saying, I don't know where my girl is. And I'm just like, Rob, bro, that anxiety's crazy, bro. Yeah. Damn, I'd hate to be you, bro. I'd hate to be in a kind of situation like that. As beautiful as she is, as sexy as she is, as big as her back is, I would hate to be sitting there thinking, damn, boy, her back's getting blown out this week. She's going to come home to me at 5, but, you know, it's life. And then you have a great woman at home that you know would never even dream of doing that to you. You know that when she leaves the house, she would. It's not even in her peripheral because she's that good woman.
Yeah.
But then there's only so much a good woman can take until she turns into a cold woman.
Yeah.
Still got. I still think. Right, but for men as well, I think obviously. Like, so if you was in love with a woman, like you got to take time off too, bro. Like, is it not just like just go to another thing? Because I think it's a lot easier like for a guy to just. Fuck a thing and not feel nothing, but like if you genuinely miss your girl, like you're gonna start thinking about her right afterwards, anyway. Like, man, like, as in I miss the way she smells, her food, her touch, so everything.
Told me that it makes him love the thing more.
I'm telling you.
yeah.
No, like, for real.
It's so weird.
No,
it makes him
I
love
swear
it.
Down.
It makes
him
love the thing.
Like
more.
Really, like now I really miss her. Like after this thank girl pussy that I just ran through, I really want my missus back now.
What sickness is it? That a guy has
it's
to,
mad,
to
isn't
do
it?
That. You just is that that's why. To break down to a woman, that having a dick is a hard thing. When it's hard, this dick is directing you.
Trust
you know what
me.
I mean? You have to be level-headed and have to say
really?
That, you know what I mean? That's the one time we spoke in that book and I said, sometimes, don't drink that, Or you got a man that's actually telling you, lay off going, chasing that.
Mm.
And it's a harsh thing because... I've seen, I've had a family member in terms of she's married a guy and he's just, I've witnessed what happens. You know, someone's fucked up. They're out there fucking. This one. She's been so loyal and given everything, her money, everything. And he's fucked up. And I've seen the backlash of it. Like, she's not exactly the same. It's even dampened me and her as my family member, our relationship.
Yeah.
So seeing it and growing up and seeing that, it is like to say, fucking hell. You know, there are some low women because she was a low. I thought, seeing her as a family member, I thought, bro, all women are like this. And I was like, bro, he really had a special one. And he's actually fucked it up so much that me and her still argue to this day.
To this day.
Yeah. That's how messed up it. He's fucked with her mindset.
Mm.
So it's like, it's not like, sometimes people think these discussions that we have are like men versus women or women versus men.
Right.
And it's also, this is that we're trying to talk about the reality of life that we're all fucked in our own way.
That's
the beauty of life, We are all fucked in our own right way, but some people are just very good at just masking it off better.
Facts.
That's so true.
That's all it is.
So true.
We are fucked. I'm fucked. I'm not perfect.
I'm fucked as well.
We're all fucked, man.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
Something will turn my head a fast. I'll be like, hey, and I have to probably set myself. Hey, my friend, focus.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, I've witnessed that. You know, seeing a woman loyal to the fullest, ready to just turn against the world for that man, and then for that man to just let her down. And it's broken her. So It's in, and I've seen it in guys as well. Like, yeah. You know, we've seen it, you know, so much through this podcast. But guys, you know, crying down the phone of some things of being broken by women.
Real life, man.
Yeah, real life.
You know, it's funny because my podcast has exposed like a reality of life that we think in our minds, but it's actually been exposed to the forefront of my head. So, you know, you might be like, yeah, men get cheated on, yeah, more than women, or men get abused or something. But man will say it, but maybe man hasn't experienced it fully. Does that make sense? Like, man's got bun before, but it's not like a regular thing. But maybe, I don't know. I don't know. A girl could have been hiding it really good from me. But do you know when you see other men, yeah, going through it, and you're like, raw, he's actually really going
really
for it.
Really going for it.
Like, the way he's expressing himself, I can hear in his voice that he's
hurt. He's in pain.
Yeah, he's going through it hard, man. Who would even do that to a human being, man?
I've like, seen them. I've had them crying down on the DMs to me, and I'm like, wow.
Big man as well.
Yeah.
Not you, so, you know, big man.
It's just flipping not easy, man. And going through pain, going through the pain of heart. There's no tissue you can wipe your heart. There's no painkiller. You've got to go through day by day and heal.
Do you know how deep it is, though? I feel like heartbreak builds your character, though.
Yeah,
like, I feel like everyone needs to get their heart broken.
I think it's your PhD.
Everyone needs to get their heart broken.
No,
but I'm saying like, if you don't get your heart broken, you will never experience like what true love is.
It makes you
think about what I'm saying to you. Mm-hmm. How would you know what true love is if your heart never gets broken?
But I
would rather go through life like knowing that I've tried and my heart's been broken.
Yeah.
I go through life to scared and never getting my heart broken, being a coward. Like, oh, I'm too scared to love.
But it can make you, once you've been broken, and many people have been broken, they don't want to be broken again.
Yeah.
Because once you've gone through that, your heart's gone through that ground, it's been tied to the ground and dragged through that dirt, and now you've got your heart all cleaned and polished, it's strong. And you can sense certain things that, wow, my heart can get broken by this person. My shield's up. Am I going to let that person back in?
Up, man.
Do I let it out? Or there's some people that let it down again. Bam, it gets broken again. And you're like, damn.
Right.
But do you believe me that once that heart gets broken, it never fully heals?
Yeah.
You never, I don't think you ever heal from heartbreak. You can get over it, but you'll never fully heal. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Anytime a girl does certain things that reminds you of the other girl, you have flashbacks. And
that's what
Usher made a song. There's some. Do you remember that song? You remind me of a girl that I once knew.
Yeah.
I see her face every time. Do you remember how that ends?
No.
Do you know what she put me through?
That's why I can't be with you.
And that song was deep, you know, deep it real deep.
Yeah.
He said, I can't be with you because you remind me of how that girl is. And I'm not even talking about like looks here. I'm just talking about like her actions, how she was. So you know you're with a girl and you're like...
I mean on the actions,
Not looks. I'm saying like, you're looking at her like, oh my, I know where this is going. Like the way she's treating me and the way I'm moving... I'm going to get my heart broken again.
Because there's been situations, if you not had a situation where you've either drove past or saw someone, or saw a picture or something of someone you was once heartbroken for or hurt by, and then look at them and think, God damn, what was I thinking?
Mm.
Yep.
What the heck? What the?
What was that about?
I'm a flipping G, look at me.
I'm like, dog.
Yeah, you start rating yourself, you get yourself back.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. So in a way, I can say that it, you know, heartbreak makes you strong. It doesn't seem like that in the beginning. You know what I mean? But I think like what is when you never lose anyone. You don't lose no human being, you don't lose no loved one. What you do is gain yourself.
Yeah.
You gain a part of you back.
That's so true.
And you don't realise it. That's what the heartbreak is for. That's what the breaking down is for, the loss, the hurt, because you're thinking, damn, that person's gone, because all you want to do is love them and give for them and go out on a date with them and do something and have them with you. No. You find yourself, you regain yourself, and you realise, damn, I don't really need you. I needed me. And that's what happens. You know, you find yourself. And when you find yourself, especially the people that's watching, that's heartbroken, please... Because I get messages from them so many times. I want them to use that opportunity when they're broken to find themselves. Yeah. Find themselves deep. Find everything they love about themselves and make themselves even to better so much. And show that person that you don't need them. That you can love on yourself without them.
Yeah.
You've made them better. Show them they're better. Show them that you're so better that when it was easy to drop you, but it's hard to try and get you back. You see that? It was easy to let you go, but let them try and get you back. It's going to be hard.
Difficult, isn't
because it? Because by the time they tasted that grass was not greener or their better wasn't good, you find your better, and your better is yourself.
Yeah, it has to be, innit?
You become that better self, you know? So
Actually, can I give a round of applause? Yeah, like... I don't care anyone says that one is cold.
It's so true, but we don't get told that, really. It's very, like, on the surface stuff that we're told after heartbreak.
What do you mean?
Like, get under someone else, you need to go and buy a new car, better, like, level up that way.
I think, for me, like, when I witnessed and experienced heartbreak in prison, because there's no escape.
Oh, that's
the worst. There's no escape. You know, it's like when you're in the jail, like, I've seen...
Banging the slow jams. Yeah. You're loud in that.
I've seen man, like, they're on the phone. And I see one man, he's on the phone. Took off his top, walked around the prison. And I'm thinking, like, you can't go. You're only walking to that wall. You can't go nowhere.
Right.
You can't go back up in a minute. That's and so you true. Can't see nothing. Only if you can watch the five channels or on the TV or whatever's on the TV and let that dwell in you. If you know what I mean. When you're outside, you know, you can go to your friends. We go, oh, let's go out. Let's go out. Let's get drunk.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna have a shank with that one. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can do this, all those little things to get over it. And all you're doing is putting it, the pain under the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting under brushing the rug, it man. There. Yeah. Because one day it's gonna hit you and you're just gonna break down. Mm. If you know what I mean. So it's always just best to just, this is the pain. Let out. This is where it is. This is what's happened. What's the reality that person has said about me? This is the reason. This is their reality of me. I'm going to show them that this isn't the reality of me. I'm going to show them I'm worth more. This is how they see me in their light. They've given the reality. I'm this person, that person, or that they left because of this. I'm going to show them I'm not that person. I'm going to recreate myself.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and you start realising, sometimes you feel like you're trying to always prove that person or people wrong in everything you're doing, whether you're doing something and the reaction, the comments, everything, the hate, whatever. But really, you're not trying to prove them wrong, you're trying to prove yourself right.
Every time, isn't it?
That's all you're trying to do, is prove yourself right. And you have to continuously stay on that path of proving yourself right. And each time you prove yourself right, there's someone else to prove to do yourself that right. Each level we climb up.
Mm-hmm.
So, heartbreak's real, but what, have you been through heartbreak? And if you have, how did you get over it, though?
Yeah, with my first ever boyfriend.
Yeah,
it was so... I think I only really just got over him, like, in the last two, three years.
But how long ago was it?
And then? This was in, like, I was, like, 19, and I'm 27 now.
Five years?
Yeah.
It's a long time, man.
Well, up until I met my ex-boyfriend that I was with for a year. But yeah, it took me like 5 years to fully get over him. The reason why I ended up getting over him, and it really was amazing, we actually met just before the guy I'm with now. And I was like, I just need to go and meet him to see if this whole heartbreak is just me hanging on to old memories and feelings, or this could potentially... This is real, and maybe we could try again.
Right.
So I went and met him, and I swear to God, he put his hand on my leg. I was like, oh, that's disgusting. I looked at him like, oh, what the fuck was I doing? So actually, was it heartbreak, or was it just because I hadn't seen him in so long?
When you was broken, you just held on to every good memory.
Yeah, every good memory. You do, and even the bad, just some loving for it.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, you know.
But that's when you get that space. That's why when you have to walk away for something, and you walk away for someone, and you leave them for time, only thing that's going to haunt them or be in their mind is the good times.
Mm.
You know what I mean? The good times start coming back. When you have... There's something you have to walk away. Whether man or woman,
you have
to walk away.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I think that's one of the most powerful things you can do is walk away from when somewhere you don't belong.
Facts.
And the only thing they can do when you walk away is respect you even more.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they're going to respect you more.
I agree.
I mean, what is it that's made you looking more? Why aren't you coming back? Have you met someone else? You know what I mean? That's the thing that's going to echo in their head. So the most powerful thing as a human being, I would say, is walk away.
The
most powerful thing for us as human beings is we have comeback power from anything. Anything that puts you there. Anything. You can lose any person, anything, any heartbreak, any love.
Mm-hmm.
The most powerful thing we got on this planet, on this earth, is comeback power. No matter what, you can lose in anything, whether it's life, sport, money, loved ones, whatever. When you focus and say, this is it, this is what I want to do, I'm going to be a better version of myself. Fuck the opinion of others. It's all about what I say about myself. You look in that mirror and every day you just charge yourself up and say, I'm that guy, I'm going to go get it. Look at you, look at you, I'm going to go get this. You are a great person. Because we always rely on someone else to love us.
Yeah.
Nah, someone else must say you love, oh, you look good now. Why the heck? Tell yourself you look good. Even on your post, right. like it yourself, and let someone you put the like first on top. That's the like. I don't care about first anyone like. Else's. I'm the first like. I'm gonna start doing that myself anyway. But yeah, it's forget what anyone said. There's always gonna be opinions. No one's got anything really bad to say about someone that's, I don't know, that's begging outside of a shop or something. They can't. But when you're doing something, people got something to say. Yeah, so that means you're doing well when someone's got something to say. They're up in the comments, you know what I mean? Because we've had it from this, just being this podcast, people jumping on us in different ways. But that means we're doing something, because if you weren't doing something, they're not going to be on your comments.
I respect myself so much that I know that regardless of whatever anyone's saying against me, my respect for myself is that I know that your words can't affect me unless I let them affect me. You see, a lot of people don't really realize this, yeah? The internet is not a powerful place, you know? Because if you switch off your phone, bro, you're in the real world. Then what does that mean? The only time it has an effect on you is when you're in there and you're in it. And you're reading and you're taking in, you're digesting, you're overthinking. Bro, really, everything's really simple, you know? Yeah. If I log out of any app, bro, no one could chat to me again. I can literally, sometimes I swipe up and I just lock off TikTok and just lock it off for like 7 hours. I say, I'm coming for 7 hours. And I literally, every time I look at my phone, I'm like, I'll do anything else. I'd rather play a game on my phone than actually go on the app. Just for a few hours, just to see if my brain can do it. And sometimes, then you come back to reality, oh, let me read the comments now. But they don't have the same impact. You see the difference? Because I logged out of it. It's like you come out of the matrix.
I know you mean, because sometimes you get, it almost could affect your day and control you. One comment.
Throw you the whole day.
And then you start arguing back. You see, when you argue back, that's why I said you have to learn to, how you spoke with Rolf, throw fire up, throw water on the fire. Just like when we were speaking off camera, and I said, I think some woman was commenting something, we posted up something. You know, but men are this, or we don't. And I had to say, well, if you don't do that, that makes you a special person. And that just threw water on the fire. Because for me, I said, if someone posts someone, I said, oh, there's guys that, you know, I don't take girls' money and do this and that, I'm not going to want to defend it or say, well, women do this. It's just, wow, oh shit, there's men that out there that do that. Wow. I feel blessed.
But even more powerful than that pest, I just don't respond sometimes. And even when I want to respond, like they've said something that's so wild, and I'm like, you know, you deserve a response. I literally have to fight myself, and I'm like, no, don't respond. Because what you pay attention to will take up space inside of your mind. If everything that's not relevant is taking up space in your mind, then when do you have space to put the things that are relevant in your life? People, we have so much things that we need to do on a day-to-day basis, that, oh, I need to get a memory card for that thing there. I need to get like a new pen for the board. But because all these little things are taking up space in your mind, you're going places and you're forgetting. You're like, what do I need to do again? You're letting the small things take over the big things. And that's why there's a book called The Subtle Art of Not to Give a Fuck.
I love that book. It's a good book.
And I was reading that book and I was like, damn, son. Do you know how many fucks I don't give? I'm starting to give.
I lend it to you. I lend it to you.
You know what's deep? Do you know how many fucks that we give that we should not actually give?
So many.
And a lot sounds like, forgive me for my language, people, but there's so many that we give, like, we're paying attention to comments, bro. Like, how does that pay our bills, and how does that make us better people? Opinion. There's someone else doing that. It's because it means something to them. Their image, their way, their thinking is what's put into there. But you could pay attention. Like, so for instance, I'll give you an example. Yeah, you're driving. Someone cuts you up. For the next hour, you're like, you know that pussy. I'm your brethren, bro. We ain't on that. It's good times. Remember earlier what I said to you? Remember what I said, I phoned you earlier and I was like, man, your train's cancelled. Okay. And you was like, brother, what's the matter?
Yeah, I said, calm, like, see you when I see you.
Yeah. See, that, you know what that done for me? That's brought me down to reality. But imagine I never had a good person around me. They're like, oh my God, they're so distant. We're arguing on the phone for 20 minutes, talking about train's cancelled. Then I come here and we're so baffled. And we're still cussing about it, bro. Why am I giving a damn about something that I can't change when I can change my mind, bro? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of focusing on the problems majority of the time, sometimes we need to focus on, like, how do I turn my brain into a solution-focused mind? Right. And, you know, that even if you have that mindset when it goes into relationships, you have good relationships. So, like, whenever there's a problem, and she's saying, look, I feel like this, that, and the other, you say, okay, no problems. So what do you want me to do to change it?
Yeah, find a solution, not the problem.
You see, you say that to a woman, yeah, I swear down the whole conversation changes.
Yeah.
Say that to a woman, yeah, yeah. See, she will be, like, baffed. Because yeah. She'll expect you to be combative right. in yeah. what she's saying. Yeah. The same yeah. thing you just said with the water yeah. and the fire, bro. Because yeah. my mom used to say to me, you can't always be the fire, son. Sometimes you got to be the water.
So, yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking, spit, what? No, I'm getting took for an idiot. I think I'm an idiot. Girl can't treat me for an idiot. But sometimes, you've got to take the L, bro. You've got to say, you know what? Like, she wants to argue tonight. I'm not even biting into it. Yeah. And you know what? Majority of times, I believe the person who goes silent and doesn't engage, you come out on the top.
100%.
Someone can always draw you out on your side. Because I had a situation. Because what I realized, see emotions, they come and they go. You don't let the emotion come in you and control you. Mm. You know what I mean? Just like whether it's anger or lust or whatever, it comes in you, be still. Mm. I remember I was having an argument, this girl shouting at me. I was just still. She couldn't understand why. I was just still because I was letting that emotion in me and leave. Mm-hmm. And that, funny enough, you know, I was in a prison yesterday, actually, Cookinwood Prison. I was sitting down. These youths are doing long term, man. One of them, while I was talking, you know, I get into my mom, I start talking, and one of them just started kind of crying out of the blue, and then another one's kind of started laughing, like, "Right, you're soft, you're wet." Mm. Then he's cussing him back. Then, how I threw the water on the fire, they're getting hyped, where I'm thinking, oh, that it's going to go on. I said, brothers, don't let the devil win. Be still. Let this emotion leave. Anger is leaving us now. I said this, right? Everyone's there, the officers there, everyone's there. Let the anger leave us. Mm. It's leaving us now. Layla, we can feel it leaving. I don't know what happened, but somehow I didn't make the devil win. I threw the water on the fire.
So and
and you have to understand emotions when they come in and control you.
Aggressive though.
Yeah, because when they do control you afterwards, you're gonna say sorry. It happens with friends, family. Oh, everyone, my head took me. Oh, I was upset. I was that best because no, it wasn't you. It was the emotion that takes you and it controls you.
It's real.
Be still.
Do you think boxing taught you that? Do you think boxing gave you that discipline of being like that?
You know.
Because the discipline that you get from boxing is deep.
Yeah.
Like someone's trying to hit you and you know I've got a game plan. I'm not going to swing wild because he hit me with a good shot.
I think, you know, it was boxing, but, you know, on the weekend, because I fought last on Saturday and I won, I was reacting out of a bit of anger because I was thinking, I'm so close to knocking him out and I didn't. And I took from there, be still. I made a mistake. Well,
you
as well.
Smoked my man, though.
Yeah. There was a lot of blood everywhere, but I was thinking, yeah, be still. Just be still. Stop allowing anger to come. So I started practicing. something I did. So sometimes you do slip.
Yeah.
It's never going to be perfect because I done it live in front of cameras, in front of crowds, getting angry. So for me, it was just that I learned my lesson. And it was the same because sometimes all what we're saying, we're not perfect, we're dropping these gems and then sometimes we're going to go out and make a mistake and then realise, I'm going to remember that thing that Rare said or CO said and I think, oh man, you know what I mean? Or we have that, there's a moment, like I said, we have a simp moment where you might just double text that and realise, damn, I shouldn't.
Trust me.
I'm there just telling people don't chase and I went and bloody done it, you know what I mean? Little things like that. So it's all about, like I said, just being still. Just like, just in the single, I'm saying double texting is, if you sent the one, let me be still and not have that eager of hitting someone up back.
As well, with anger, I think the earlier you can understand that angry is not, it's not an emotion that you should allow yourself. Of course we all do it, but in every situation, anger holds, you can get tumours, you can get cancerous, do you know what I mean? Like, if you hold on to anger, you're constantly putting bad stuff into your mind, which then goes into your body, because you're not going to, from an angry mind, you're not going to go out and say, no, you know, I'm going to have a really nice salad, and I'm going to go to, like, you know, a lot of time you're thinking, fuck this, I'm just going to go and eat this, I'm going to, so the angrier you are, the less time you're going to live in life, because you're going to have a heart attack. So when you think about it, yeah, okay, emotion, but also physical as well is it's very important to not carry emotions because, yeah.
What I really, and I said this to guys in prison as well yesterday, and what the thought that really got me in life that helped me was there's the two things, I think I spoke about it in one of your podcasts, is on your grave scores, the day you're born and the day you die. Mm. It's all about the hyphen.
Mm.
And when that gets into your mind, and I always remember, like, hold, I've got to leave this earth one day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I getting angry with you? Yeah, why am I getting angry with you?
Ain't got time.
I'm on my mission.
Mm.
I've got to leave my legacy. I've got to leave that hyphen. When my tombstone's there, what did this man stand for?
Yeah, yeah.
They can play back something. They can play back this podcast and it touched someone's life. Yeah, we done our job. We done our mission. We can spot each other like, yo, we done our thing. We done what we were put on earth to do. When you start getting into that thing, and I think if a lot of more people, because we like to hide the fact that we're going to leave this earth. I remember speaking to someone, I don't talk about it. I'm like, that's the reality of life.
Yeah,
understand.
Yeah.
If you understand fully.
And deeper.
Deeper. One day we're gonna die.
Yeah, I think we're in a society where we're kind of invincible.
Yeah,
because we're
yeah.
constantly being told, "Oh, do this and you'll be younger for longer. Do this and you go to, do you know what I mean? Have this face cream and you'll look younger." Yeah, so we're not really.
Mm-hmm.
And then when someone speaks about death, we're like, "Hold on a minute! I've just spent £100 in Clinique trying to buy younger face creams. Like, what? And I'm gonna die."
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. It's crazy.
So I just think on that mindset is just that, you know, when we're thinking of everything, like, it's all temporary. Mm-hmm. Even the pain, the
yeah.
love,
yeah.
the cars, the money.
The love.
Nothing it's lasts forever, does it?
It's everything we on is temporary that we want to meet. And it's all about us trying to just develop and think, you know what, we're on a mission. Put it to the side, man, and be still.
Last question before we sign up. Chris Cabo was killed by the police the other day. And they said it was unarmed. What's everyone's thoughts on it? That they killed him? What does everyone think?
Unjust, isn't it?
Unjust.
I don't know the situation. What is it?
No, basically, but in any situation, obviously, if someone, like, if I'm armed and you're unarmed,
yeah,
there isn't a need for excessive, like, force or for me to actually put bullets in you if you're not.
If you're not an immediate threat to me.
Mm.
I can detain you until you put your hands behind your head, but if I'm just going to shoot first.
That's a personal thing.
Yeah, like it would seem like it was personal. I wanted you 100%.
Because why have you not got the control without all of that? If I ain't got it either,
yeah.
why have you got to try to overpower me and make yourself feel, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, obviously, like, it goes into just racism and then police abusing,
yeah.
Or maybe police abusing their power. Like, there's always going to be
I generally think that there's some hitman in the police squad.
Yeah, 100%.
Of course
there is.
Like, I just think they're trigger happy and they just want to kill something.
Because
I've been in a situation that like, I've been stopped and like, feds like, man's holding his hand on his gun. And I'm like, raw, big man. I had to say to him, like, raw, like, yo, I'm not even on nothing, you know?
Mm.
Like, I'm a cool guy. A man's just looking at me. I'm like, big man. I'm like, big man. Psycho. I'm not on anything, you know.
The devil is just like,
I'm not trying to do anything. Yeah. And he's just looking at me. He says, just shut up and give us your details. And he was bagging me up and I was taking the bad up. But I'm in my mind thinking, bro, I'm not a bad boy right
now. Yeah, you're cleverer than him.
I'm not a bad boy. He will lick me down, bro. Mm. Like, you have to know sometimes
what's going on. He had a gun on you.
Huh?
And he will lick you down and then say you had something.
Thank you. So I'm being a smart you because they might just be on one. He looked like he was ready to smoke something. If I would have stepped wrong, I might have died that day.
Jesus.
His hand was on the trigger. Why would you pull up to somebody that's not resisting arrest, just jumps off, and his hand's on his trigger. And you're looking at him and the Don's got his hand like this and I'm like, big man, you don't need to have any hand on your trigger.
Bro, police are the biggest gang in the
100%.
World. They are a gang.
100%.
They have the power. Why would I, as if we're police and we're the gang, yeah, and we can summon all these sources, like we said, the helicopters, the armed people. Why am I going to crash into the young kid, the black guy that's in the car, to shoot him and not give him a chance to get out? Where if he did was to get out and give him that option of being, you know, turn yourself in or whatever,
because
that's my power to serve and protect.
Mm-hmm.
We are the biggest gang in the world. If he has got a gun, he's not going to get far. He's gonna wherever he's shooting from, he's not gonna kill all of us or kill every police force or every helicopter or every you know what I mean? They can summon police from every angle where they have the law on their side.
And this is the UK as well.
And they wanna take that and kill this young kid, somebody's child. I saw them. The mother was broken.
Of course. Yeah, of course she was.
Broken.
Yeah.
You have the power. You've been. Your thing is to serve and protect human beings, and you used your power to take someone's life when you could have even used your power to give that person the option of put your hands in the air.
At least,
you know, turn yourself in. Your right to remain silent. All these things that you've been taught. And done to study and you know, steps to. I think they need some different type of training. Then they need some. They've got mental trauma.
Yeah, they have, and they don't actually get therapy.
Why are they so quick to want to kill a black brother when they're mental, or just a human being in general? Let me even say the word, but another human being taking a life.
Just another human being, bro.
Why would you want to do it when you've been trained?
To handle any situation.
Any situation. And train, especially people that, once you have been given a gun, you have been trained to hold that gun. Not just anybody holds a gun. You have been trained to hold that gun, where to aim, how to shoot. You've gone through numerous bits of training. You're not dumb. You're not new to it.
And the thing is, this is how scary it is.
Mm.
It was one shot. So that was a hitman job, bro.
It was one.
Like, yeah.
Wait, headshot or something? What?
I don't know. Could be a neck, a headshot. He got shot at 9 and died at 12. That's a serious injury, bro.
Okay, yeah.
That's not one because shot. you know, like I've been watching things here. Like man got shot and he was in hospital for like 2-3 weeks on like intensive care, and he might have come around. Like little TJ, the rapper, he got shot 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
He survived,
mm-hmm.
bro. If I hit you once and you die 2-3 hours later, that's a hitman job, bro.
It's a fatal shot, yeah, because they're trained to hit certain part that. At least if you was trying to actually save him and you went for, I don't know, a leg, an arm, or whatever, or something.
Because even the youths that done the madness, remember the Woolwich thing, they shot them, but they're still alive. They didn't kill them.
Mm.
But take like the police like badge away from someone. There's, as you said earlier, we're all as messed up as each other, right? So there is some situations where, say that policeman got caught doing something naughty, I don't know, taking drugs or something, by another policeman.
Mm.
Now the policeman that's psycho has gone to this guy. If you don't shoot someone, you do realise I'm going to get you done. Like, you'll lose your job, you'll lose your house, you'll lose everything.
Mm.
So you better go and shoot someone, try and get the population down, especially if it's a young black male. That this is how tapped a lot of people can be, because they're human and we're all...
I genuinely think that's a hitman job. I feel like someone paid him.
I just feel for that one, he should, you know, be accountable for what he's done.
No, but new information just rised. What? So this is new information. It's really great, fine. I'm not sure, it's not verified, but I heard that they're doing a murder investigation.
Wow.
This is the first time in history it's ever happened. Like, they're actually doing a murder investigation. Yeah. And hopefully he gets convicted for the crime that he's committed.
But why this one out of... anyone that they've
because
done
social media, we're a little bit more powerful now. I feel like our voices are not being not heard. I don't feel like you can get away with things you could do 10-20 years ago. It's not like that, even for us.
No, it's true.
Even for like me, you, all of us in this room, we can't do things that we could have done 20 years ago.
Right.
If a man paedophiles a child right now and someone comes online and says it, bro, your life is in danger.
Without even seeing any evidence.
Without no evidence, bro, it's your life's in danger. Yeah. So we're living in a day and age now. If we saw the man doing it, remember that guy? Who remembers that guy that everyone saw paedophiling a little girl? Do you remember what happened to him? His life's a mess, bro. Don't you remember that video?
What video of the
guy that was taking a little schoolgirl kidnapped off the road?
Oh, you forgot. Yeah,
how fast did everybody rise up? There was, bro, I've never seen so much people outside someone's house in my life. Bro, there was like 100 men outside the house.
Yeah.
All man was following me saying, yo, what you rolling down? Like, man was calling me like it was like you know when everyone's going to a football match? Like, yo, what, you coming out to Mitcham? Man's found the yard still. Mm. I'm like, I'm at work still. But yeah, after work, man, I roll up. Like, it was like a party,
a community
bro.
Thing, yeah.
That man was coming out for real vigilante justice. He went in jail and he got someone bored off his face in jail.
Oh, that's so horrible, that situation.
But this is what I'm trying to say. You can't get away with things that you could get away with 10, 15 years ago.
No, they killed my man.
Social media, we was pushing it. We want justice. Hard. Yeah. And they knew they had to give us something or else it would just go crazy.
Yeah, we'd have killed him or something. Yeah.
Right, so happened.
Yeah.
Because that's what was going on.
Yeah.
Because social media is so powerful now, you can rise people up too fast.
It really is, yeah.
Yo, you man, all link me here. 100 man there, 200 man there, 300 man there, 400 man there. Oh, damn, 1,000 people. You know, people see a crowd and go to the crowd.
True.
Yeah, justice for Chris. And the thing is, yeah, I don't have nothing against no one, innit? Like, people saying, oh, he was a gang member, he rapped drill, all this. I hate when people try to use things about them, regardless if he was a gang member or he done or he was rapping very negative lyrics. That doesn't justify a police officer crashing into his car and giving him a fatal shot to the neck and killing him. If the ops got him because he was on the roads, then we wouldn't even be having this conversation. This is like a normal day in the city. Like, you knew what you was in and that was it. But that's not fair that the police come and just kill an innocent man. Because now that's giving all of our mothers anxiety, bro.
Yeah.
Like everyone's mum out there now. My mum said to me the other day, don't run from police, don't get shot, son.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's she talking about? And then I clocked, I deeped it. My mum's actually worried.
Yeah.
Like, I'm leaving the house just to go to do normal stuff, bro. To go to work, go to my studio, go to do business. And she's like, please don't run from the police and get shot, son.
Yeah, she's worried, yeah.
I'm like, raw, like, why had someone shoot? I'm not even deep in it. Like, my mum's actually, she's probably in the house now thinking, my son didn't answer the phone. Yeah. I hope he ain't got shot.
Yeah.
How much mums now are suffering anxiety now every time their little boy leaves the house?
Yep.
You think that's right?
That's how they want to get us though, isn't it? They want to get us in that anxiety state, because the more you scare a big wide group of people, the more they're going to listen to what you have to say. So they're going to want to get us anxious.
And the thing is, they've done it in South London, bro.
Oh.
Like, they could have done it in anywhere in the world, bro. They could have done it in West London, they could have done it in North London. There was a murder in West London, they should be on high alert in West London. Come in South London, shooting an innocent man. But the moment I heard that they crashed into the front and the back of him, I knew that was a hit.
Yeah, of course it was a hit. Yeah, they sank deeper than
that. You ever seen police
and then shoot him as well?
Yeah, he's crippled, he's done out here, car crash alone.
In the front of you and the back of you. Have you ever been in a car crash before? Even when you get hit from behind, you're
it's terrible.
Like, bro, your brain for that 10 or 20 seconds, your brain's like...
That itself could kill you.
Like, you're like...
Of course it is.
Everything's like blurry. You're like, am I alive? Am I dead? What happens? You don't even sometimes even realise what happened.
That's...
I saw a car accident happen there. Man. The youth didn't even know what happened. He said, what happened, bro?
Yeah.
He said, what happened, bro? I said to him, bro, he was in a car accident.
Impact, yeah.
He was lost for a few seconds.
Yep.
They crashed into the front and back of him and then whacked him.
Yep.
Come on, man. Yeah, something's going on.
So and then the Queen dies like 2-3 days
later. Yeah, that's it.
Come on, man. It's too much of a coincidence.
Yeah, but not enough of us will stand together sometimes and make a change, do you know what I mean? It's hard because... How can you stand as a black man and try and make a change on your own? You need everyone together. Because unfortunately, that's just how the world is. It's sick.
We need everyone to talk about it. And that's why I love social media to a certain. That's the good part of social media that I like. That I never saw no one not talking about it. So it becomes such a trending topic that even though they tried to sweep it under the carpet, because you see what they done for a few days, he never said. They made us feel like he had a gun in the car and they had to do it because he pulled out the gun and he was waving at the police.
Oh, man
was unarmed. I don't care if he's the baddest man in the whole of the world, he was unarmed. So what could he rise up? His phone. He probably pulled out his phone and they shot him.
Probably, yeah.
That's so irresponsible. That's the real truth, but
a dead man can't speak, so we'll never know.
God rest him.
Never know, he's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
But go subscribe to the YouTube. You already know what it is. Signing out. Bow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style?
Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.